Hello, Oren. First of all, season up and running with a win.
Yeah. First one, good one. It's tough there today, you know. McCool's always tough the first game back. Everyone's a bit rusty and the fitness levels are low, but no, it's a good result for us. You know, they put it up to us there in the second half.
So. Looking comfortable in the first half. I thought you played very well, you know, kicked some great scores into the breeze.
Yeah, we got off to a good start, probably good 15 minutes, and then we probably took the foot off the pedal then and after that, and kind of gave them a route back into the game, and they started taking over scores and brought it back to, I don't know, was it 4 points or three points at half time. So yeah, now we got off to a good start, and I suppose that was the base of the victory.
Yeah.
And then,
probably thought at half time, you know, with the win, that you were going to probably have it a little bit more easy in the second half. Really took you a long time to get going, didn't it?
I did, you know. We probably went in to the second half thinking that way that we have the win with us. We'll probably find it a bit handier, but no, fair play to McCool's. Like they dug it out and they got a goal there then.
That tied it up, yeah.
Gave them a lot of belief then, and you know, we were lucky enough then to get the goal a couple of minutes after that to put the game to bed.
That was a good response, I suppose. It showed that you have it in you.
Yeah, I know, we've kind of, it's kind of the way we played last year, you know, that kind of running game, and you know, that's probably the first probably the first time we put it into action there today in that game and that for that goal. And you know, I think it was Gavin McBride that finished.
Gavin
done well to finish.
But you lived dangerously towards the end.
Yeah, we did. You know, McCool's could have had another goal there. I think they got a goal. It was disallowed. It's a good call by the ref, actually. And no, it was never, the game was never never put to bed really until the final whistle. And you know, fair play to McCool's again, because they battled right to the end. Yeah.